The activists are urging new Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee to consider prioritizing funding for programs and services that benefit Oakland's neediest residents. However, Lee must deal with the city's projected $270 million budget deficit over the next 2 years. Kat Brooks is with the Anti-Police Terror Project and host of KPFA's Law and Disorder program. She's calling on the city to cut funding from the police in the next budget and says it should focus more on justice, healing, and jobs. She specifically calls for accountability in the Oakland Police Department, saying they are responsible for much of the city's debt as their funding keeps increasing with nothing to show for it. Currently, the Oakland Police budget is $364 million.
We warned that if we continue to pour all of our money into the failed system of policing and taking the dollars to do so away from the social safety net, that A, we would not be any safer and in fact would likely be worse off, and B, it would bankrupt our city. Well, 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 look at where we are. Crisis in our streets and bankruptcy in our city, and still we are being gaslit and told that if we do this just one more time, if we do it just one more time, if we fund the cops one more time and not the people, that things will be better. It's not true, and we stand here in rejection of that lie.
Community activist Nita B is with the Homeless Advocates Working Group. She says that the sweeps of homeless encampments has contributed to the deficit. She says this goes back to an executive order from recalled Mayor Sheng Tao that allowed for multiple encampment sweeps per day. B says these sweeps cost the city $1,800 an hour, not including overtime. She says that money should be redirected to the community.
The sweeps are not solving or ending homelessness. They're making the unhoused disappear from the public eye. An overwhelming majority of residents are not being placed in shelters or connected to services, despite what the well-manicured city statements and social media accounts are claiming. The sweeps are driving our unhoused neighbors further into trauma and deeper into desperation just to find food, water, a place to lay their head. The sweeps are not making Oakland safe. In fact, the sweeps are spending millions of dollars to make sure Oakland is unsafe for all of us. The city needs to stop these sweeps immediately, and the millions they're spending on the sweeps should be redirected.
Sasha Ritzi Hernandez is executive director of Somos Familia, or We Are Family. She says the city's diversity shouldn't just be limited to its food and culture, but should be reflected in the city government as well. She says the city owes it to its citizens to take their input on the budget into account.
The voices of those who have been historically marginalized and excluded is pivotal to ensure that the city's budget reflects the priorities and the needs of our communities. From interrupting the school-to-prison pipeline to safe schools and community, this is an emergency. As we have seen thousands of families leaving Oakland because rent is just too high. We demand Oakland does the right thing and includes the voices that of those who are most impacted.
The current budget proposal is being debated by the City Council. The city must adopt a final budget by June 30th. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello in Oakland.